So we're talking about outside. So what else outside
do you want? I would like a little small garden. My grandmother has always kept a garden, and I always used to try to help her, but I didn't know it. She had some green tomatoes in it. What else did she have? Green tomatoes. She had a red tomatoes. She have a few. What else? Does she have a lot of stuff in the garden? I think she did the squash in the garden or something. But I like a little small garden for me.
And what type of stuff would you sell?
I wouldn't grow no squash because I don't eat it. I probably might just have tomatoes.
That's the only kind of vegetable you eat?
I mean, I really don't like tomatoes unless it's on a sandwich. But I'll eat the fried green tomatoes. But as far as the, yeah. But I'm not a vegetable person.
Well, what other type of foods do you like?
Lasagna. Spaghetti. Well, I like broccoli. Macaroni and cheese, spinach. I might saw that can go in the garden, spinach. Chicken, pig feet, pig ears. I'm a pork person. I like the pig. Chillings, you know. Oxtail, neck bones, collard greens.
Is that the type of stuff you cook normally?
Yeah, if I can't cook it, I call grandmama sick and she help me get it right. If it don't taste right, I just wait the Sunday so I can get it from her.
Oh, so you guys eat together every Sunday?
Yeah, we go out to her house on Sunday and eat.
Oh, so she didn't mention that in your family.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Who goes out to your grandma's house on Sunday?
It's basically everybody. If you went to church mostly, but I mean, mostly all of us go out to her house and eat on Sunday.
She does all the cooking?
No, everybody is supposed to bring a dish. But, you know, if not, it still be enough because she cook enough for her house. She has, like, my two little cousins that live with her, so she cook enough for them anyway. Side dishes.
So what type of stuff? I'm guessing that you guys all get together Thanksgiving too. To
yes.
What type of stuff do you have for Thanksgiving
dinner? For Thanksgiving, for the last 2 years, I've been the one having to do the chitlins because I did them that first year and everybody liked the way they taste. So I'm the chitlin person for Thanksgiving. We have ham. We have turkey, macaroni and cheese. We have a broccoli and cheese casserole. We do the dressing, potato salad, the cranberry sauce, yams.
That
was
good.
What collard greens.
The dessert.
My aunt, I have two aunts that does the dessert. I don't really eat nothing but chocolate cake. I think it's a red velvet cake and a lemon cake. And we do banana pudding.
No pie?
Oh, yeah. Pies are always a plus.
Like, what's that?
It'd be the potato pies and pumpkin pies. My grandmama do those.
He has a lot of
energy. Yes, yeah. All the time.
I have the last thing before I got distracted. So you're not married. Do you ever plan to get married?
Maybe. Yeah, one day I think I will, because me and his father has been together for 5 years, so that was ever since I was like, his father is a year younger than me, so I was like in ninth grade, and now he's in the military, so when they go to the military, they think it's a plus, but I think we just gonna hold off, because he's only 19 and I'm 20, so we got some more time.
I don't think that's good. When you do get married, do you have a wedding in mind?
I want to have I want it to be outside, not really a backyard wedding, but if it can just be somewhere outside, have what they call it, the arch thing, have one of those little arch with some little flowers decorated around it, as long as it can be outside, pretty.
What about the wedding party?
I don't know anything about colors. Probably black and silver or something. I don't know.
How many people are you having?
That's a good question. It'd have to be a lot, so you won't leave nobody out or somebody be mad. So, because I have two best friends, so I know both of them, and I have